for our clients. Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,650 on a new Carrier AC and heating system, or get interest-free financing up to 72 months. Plus, get a one-year maintenance agreement with a 10-year parts and labor warranty with approved credit. Contact AC by Lou Choir for details. ACbyLouChoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
And now a star is born. On May 13th, 1922, the world welcomed little baby B. Arthur.
Is it a golden boy or a golden girl?
Congratulations, Sophia. It's the golden girl.
B. Arthur, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8. Stand by for
news. Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Chinese government announces new tariffs on $60 billion worth of American imports starting next month. It's retaliation for new tariffs on Chinese products brought here.
After the latest round of trade discussions ended last week without an agreement, the United States increased tariffs Friday on $200 billion of Chinese imports. The administration says it's beginning the process of even more tariff increases, targeted at $300 billion in additional Chinese imports, covering about every remaining product China sends to the United States.
Fox's Rich Edson. A rape case against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is reopened in Sweden.
The case had been closed after Assange took refuge in Ecuador's London embassy, but prosecutors now saying they will seek his extradition once he completes a prison term in Britain for skipping bail. He's also wanted in the US after his website published American military secrets.
Fox's Simon Owen. This is Fox News.
There are always questions running through our minds. What's a question you're always asking, Greg Budell?
Balake. Where is Balake at?
Where is Balake at?
Present.
How about you, Jay Scott?
Did you get a little tappity-tap?
Oddly, I get that question all the time. Emily Hayes.
Did something happen for this to come up again?
Wait a minute. Is that the question, or is that a question? Bailey, the Wonder Dog. What do you think when you hear these questions?
What a dope. What a maroon.
And Rich Thomas.
To be or not to be? That is the question.
What kind of question is that?
Okay, no more questions. Just stand by for three men.
You guys are so much better than television.
And a lady.
And we actually do some television. Have you seen us?
You sure is ugly.
Thanks for the compliment. It is a Monday morning, and we still have plenty to do. Stupid news. Morning maroons. But first, me, Jay. See what Rich has to say about this great weather.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
You may walk outside right now and say, oh, this is the nice air we've been promised. This is not the nice air yet. It's not even here yet. A secondary front arrives later on this afternoon, and I just posted the dew points over the next couple of days, which will drop to rock bottom lows. So the real comfortable air is from tonight through Wednesday especially. Mostly sunny, less humid today, and comfortable with a high temperature around 80. Clear, pleasantly cool tonight. How about 54 for the overnight low temperature? Can you imagine in the middle of summer you dream about 54 for the overnight low? Tomorrow, sunshine nearly perfect, upper 70s, and textbook perfect humidity. Back to mid-50s tomorrow night. Wednesday, beautiful, high 81. On Thursday, high in the mid-80s. Nice. Maybe an isolated shower somewhere in the area Thursday night or Friday morning, but that's the only little fly in the ointment. Otherwise, We're back to upper 80s to around 90 by Friday and Saturday, and the humidity will be going up again as well. But it looks like a storm-free weekend, the first in months. Right now, northwest winds at 12 miles per hour. That feels nice. Temperature is 66 with scattered clouds, 806.
Got a quick story I would like your opinions on, if I may.
Okay.
There's another high school, this one in Ohio, that is eliminating the position of valedictorian.
Why?
Because they think the competitive culture is toxic.
No.
This is so stupid.
I will disagree with this.
You know what? So you don't hurt anybody's feelings and somebody gets to be the best out of the class? Yeah. When will they get into the real world? You want to learn about a competitive culture, and they don't have to be fair in the real world and explain it to you.
I want a participation trophy for being on this show.
I mean, that's the thing. Like you,
we gave those away to our Wednesday night.
The sooner you learn how to deal with failure and disappointment in a positive way, to like pick yourself up and try again, and not let it just absolutely devastate you, the better off you'll be. So
that is,
taking out the valedictorian position.
That's
I mean, why go the extra mile to have like a perfect GPA in school or something? Why try harder if there's no reward?
Mm-hmm. Our valedictorian was ranked number one academically from day one through the day we graduated. He was a good friend, Frank Hankus.
You know how he did in life? Did he do? Or?
Well, Frank, when he was about a sophomore, I think, or junior, he took a job at the local McDonald's, just like somebody else we know who was hyper successful in their career. Well, Frank, you know, he had free rides offered to almost every Big Ten university.
Jeez. Whoa.
What was that?
It's a light flicker.
That wasn't a light flicker.
But I heard it in my headphones.
That was scary.
I didn't get it. I didn't.
You want me to call Mr.
You didn't
Electric?
See it?
You didn't see or
I
hear saw, it?
I didn't see or hear it.
Whew.
I saw and heard it.
I was scared.
At my age, they call that normal. Oh. You see light flickering things.
No. No, that was, yeah, I don't know what that
I
was.
I have connections at Mr. I can call them if
was,
you're worried.
That was spooky.
You were in the middle of it.
Anyway, Mr. Hankus.
A boring story.
Hank, Big Ten University.
Frank Hankus. Hankus Pankus.
Yeah?
Well, how fun for him.
How'd he do? How did he do?
He started flipping burgers with McDonald's, mm-hmm. and instead of going to the Big Ten colleges or Notre Dame, where he could have had a 4-year free ride, he went to McDonald's U.
Oh yeah. I've heard the story. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And became an executive with the company and did incredibly well. I'm sure he's a millionaire many times over.
Hamburger U, where you major in hamburgers and minor in French fries. It's true. Honest guy.
But with Frank, you know, they train them in so many other areas above and beyond, you know, the production of a burger, where he was like running the whole Midwest for them.
Wow.
And you know what? Here's the thing. This is what was interesting. Had he caved into the pressure from his parents or anybody else, even some of his fellow classmates, he might have made a decision to go to a school he didn't really want to do. He found a comfort zone in the atmosphere of McDonald's that worked for him.
Right.
And nobody, you know, we respected, we envied, but we didn't have our feelings hurt. There's a difference. You know, it's a healthy envy. It makes you, God, I wish I had that, the smarts. I wish I had the discipline to compete academically. I just didn't. And but nobody, I don't remember anybody resenting him because he was the valedictorian. That's just so stupid.
I can't even remember who our valedictorian was. I remember some of the smart kids. It was not me.
I was our valedictorian.
Really?
Yeah.
Weren't there like 12 people in your class?
And look at the career that you built off that.
Right, exactly, yeah. No, 18. But yeah. I mean, I went to a private school. There's 18 people in the class.
That's right.
So. And there was me and another guy. We were real close.
Was he the salutatorian?
He was the, ended up being the salutatorian, yes.
Well, I've never heard that.
That's
phrase.
Second place.
That's, I didn't know that.
That's the runner up.
That's the runner up.
Runner up.
But they
what's
usually.
Like 25th down.
They usually speak at the commencement ceremonies, the salutatorian does.
I spoke.
And the valedictorian.
The valedictorian.
Does.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I spoke at commencement.
Would you do the forecast?
No. class president.
Hello, parents. Mr. Principal. Mr. Vice Principal.
I still have my speech.
Partly cloudy today with a high near.
As I had written.
You still have it.
Hey, it's graduation season. Find it and bring it in and
I will do it. I will look for it and see.
How fun would that be?
Awful speech.
Ooh, Felicity Huffman expected to plead guilty today.
Oh, she already pleaded guilty.
Felicity Huffman pleading guilty again today.
Really guilty this time.
Well, I mean...
really guilty this time.
Probably now she's going to court and actually doing it, but she already did the... She already said she was going to do this.
They probably have a deal in place.
Right, because the other girl was like, no, we're not going to do it.
What do they call this? Lori Loughlin? Like an elocution
or something?
Stop it, y'all. Stop it.
Is she any relation to Kyle MacLachlan?
Stop it.
MacMahon.
MacMahon.
Rip. By the way, we said we would finish this post-Mother's
Day.
Did we? No. When did we ever do anything we say we're going to do on the show?
We talked about feet this morning on TV for 15 minutes.
What was wrong with that?
Nothing was wrong with it. The topic was work perks.
Casual dress.
But we spent like 10 minutes talking about feet.
Then we got in trouble.
We didn't get in trouble. We just got off on we went off on our own. You know how
we
do.
How do we get into trouble?
That's how we do it.
Why are you all frowning now? People make fun of me all the time. I still show up.
All right, let's do these last two Treat the Baloney celebrities that may or may not have kids. Oscar winner Marisa Tomei has never had kids. True the Baloney.
Tomei, I don't know.
I'm going to say true.
And winning, that is true. Yeah. It's too bad.
I don't know, but yeah.
She's not a big fan of marriage as an institution. She doesn't think it's fair that women are seen as incomplete humans if they don't have kids.
Yeah, it's not a fair assumption. If a woman doesn't have kids, that she's not whole or whatever.
Dolly Parton never had any biological kids.
True.
Once again, winning. Jay is right.
Wow.
A bunch of nieces and nephews who call her Aunt Granny.
Yep.
Love it.
She once said in an interview she feels like it just wasn't meant for her to have kids. Diana Ross never had kids.
That's
true the baloney.
I think she did.
Yeah, I think she did.
One of them's a star. Now,
She's had five. Tracy Ellis Ross from the show Blackish, actor Evan Ross, who's married to Ashley Simpson. So I can put this away until next year.
That you can.
This afternoon, I suppose around 5:10, whatever happens in the markets today, Brett McDonald will tell us why, and also give you some insights on how you can plan your own financial future. It's called Becoming Managerial with Your Money. And he's got a great group of people to sit down. And you don't walk in with a suitcase full of money. You walk in with an open mind and the attempt to put together a plan. It's becoming managerial. It'll make you feel good. So sit down and have that conversation. Just place the call to 387-0094. And have answers, a phone call away as you build for your financial future, whether it's your kids' education, your first home, your retirement, whatever. It's all on the table at McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, 387-0094, 815.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Sky Watch on a Monday morning as we head into work and school. We see a lot of traffic on I-65. The slowdown around the river bridges is happening again this morning. It's not terrible, but you're going to slow down as you get close to the Clay Street exit. I-85 has a few issues. We see a slowdown headed southbound into the downtown area, starting around the Perry Hill Road area and running through about Ann Street. And when you get down around the interchange, everything's crowded there. Madison Avenue is full of traffic. Be careful if you're headed into downtown that way. There's a lot of folks rolling with you. The Boulevard has a good bit of congestion this morning, especially around I-85, the Atlanta Highway, and between Vaughan Road and the Troy Highway. Be careful, watch the traffic around you, and let's get on into work safely. Trentham State Community College is offering CompTIA Security A+ classes starting May 20th. Registration fee is $75. Call Renita Scott at 420-4400 for more information. Trentham State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We have breaking news.
Shortwave, take it down, quick.
What's it say?
Ah, shut up. Sad news. Doris Day has passed away. Mm-hmm. Do we have an age?
97. I was saying to you, and it's true, the tabloids have been trying to kill her off for 20 years.
Well, eventually they're right, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, if they stay on somebody. I've seen that. We've seen that many, many times over the years with other famous people. But I think for the older members of our listening audience, this is a pang.
Do you know who sent me the note? Eddie Bader.
Eddie Bader.
He sent me a note and said, I loved her.
Look, she was...
Not Doris Day. Donna Reed is who I'm thinking about. Her had a TV show. Doris Day did movies.
You know what? Donna Reed was the most beautiful woman ever in a movie in one scene. And that is the scene when Jimmy Stewart had a Wonderful Life. And the phonograph is playing the Hawaiian music. And she's got the chickens roasting on the spit. Yeah. And he walks in and... The way she looks at him, that is the
beautiful.
It's erotic beautiful. Without any nudity or
in that old house.
Excuse me. What's that face all about?
I'm just listening to you. No need to holler at me.
It's erotic. It doesn't have to be.
It's really. It's so touching.
Because
and the rain is falling.
You can feel the pull of the two people in that moment.
You love when the guy pushes.
Yes.
pushes up.
That's Ernie the cab driver.
Yeah.
Bird. Doris Day, though.
She was beautiful.
She was the woman that inspired the word flounce. Because a flouncer is somebody who can take on their emotional state with their posture. And she just, whenever she was mad at James Garner, some of the guys, the act, Rock Hudson, the actor, she did some pretty good movies with.
Why am I thinking of the song Que Sera Sera?
She sang it. Big hit.
The Doris Day Animal Foundation confirmed Day died early Monday at her Carmel Valley, California home. She was surrounded by close friends. She had been in excellent physical health for her age until recently contacting a serious case of pneumonia, which resulted in her death.
That's one of the biggest kills. Even if you have some other ailment, sometimes the final cause of death is pneumonia.
Yeah, because your immune system is so weakened. Right.
She never won an Academy Award.
That's really?
That's amazing. But you know what?
That is amazing.
That also goes to show that some of the people that were huge box office, she was the number one box office. I don't know exactly what year Jay Butovich looked. She was the number one box office draw for women for more than 1 year, maybe several.
Mm-hmm. Some of her biggest movies? I'm trying to pull them up.
Well, my favorite, in fact, I remember...
Pillow Talk, The Thrill of It All.
Thrill of It All is my favorite.
The Man Who Knew Too Much, which was Hitchcock.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, she did do some Hitchcock movies.
I forgot about that.
I think The Thrill of It All, though, really encompassed what made her so successful as an actress, because she just...
Send Me No Flowers.
That's funny, too.
Yeah.
Lullaby of Broadway.
Love Her Come Back.
T for Two.
Love Her Come Back. Oh, God.
She did a movie called Storm Warning with Ronald Reagan.
Calamity Jane.
Really?
Yeah.
Storm Warning.
Young Man with a Horn with Kirk Douglas and Lauren Bacall. Her last film was a 1968 comedy called With Six, You Get Egg Roll.
Oh, I've seen that. In fact, it may have been the first Doris Day movie I ever saw.
It was about a widow and a widower and the problems they have when blending their families. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then she had a TV show.
Well, she was the quintessential wholesome, all-American girl, but who could be passionate. You know, many of the movies, she stood up to the male lead for one reason or another.
Right.
And she was very popular with women and men, as theater audiences go. So that's her little sad news this morning at... 821, Doris Day has passed at the age of 97, and she was the best friend to animals. That's what she devoted the last 25 years
of
her life.
You know, I didn't know that, but that really means a lot to me. Yes.
All right, it is 821.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and Jay.
Hi.
Yeah, it's been like 2 weeks of the shrimp tacos and the fish tacos being on the specials board.
Yeah. Don't forget the fried green tomatoes.
Why are you being like that?
I don't know, because I am. Fried green tomatoes on there, too.
Yeah, so I've gotten, I don't know about you, but I've gotten a boatload of text messages about going to try them. I'm headed there right now, or I just had them. They were phenomenal.
They are.
I got
their rice is so good.
Yeah, and I got a text that was from Clay. Remember when Clay texted us last week and was like, I'm going to take some home to go or whatever? He had a text the other day. I have to go back. Rowena wants some.
Yeah.
So
that Spanish rice that comes with it is fantastic.
It's phenomenal. If you haven't been by 1651 Perry Hill Road to check out the Seafood Bistro, now's the best time to go when they open at 11 and try out the fish tacos. It's mahi-mahi and the shrimp tacos. You can get them fried or grilled. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I didn't know that until I was eating lunch there.
Grilled?
Friday. Yeah. That's well, they're almost, would you say blackened?
Because
they're seasoned so well.
Yeah.
So, which is the way that Jay and I had them originally. But I would suggest that versus the fried. Lots of stuff for you to enjoy at the Seafood Bistro, again, located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. You can find them online at theseafoodbistro.com. Follow them on Facebook so you can stay up to date with all the changes to the specials and any menu stuff. And again, get by, try out those shrimp tacos or fish tacos that come with super fantastic take on Spanish rice. Yay, the Seafood Bistro.
I know. I love that rap. That's very good. Very good. We're going to do the conundrum.
Okay.
Because we have a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card to give away.
All right.
The first one we did.
Mm-hmm.
And you know.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Uh-huh.
Four out of
totally
ten
unnecessary.
Adults say it is a great way to reduce stress and high blood pressure. What is this activity?
Not that.
I had the button all lined up, but you kind of...
Not that.
Four out of ten adults say this is a great way to reduce stress and high blood pressure.
Okay.
So what is this activity... More common to kids, of course, that accomplishes this. 272-9228 to make your guess. Don't forget, when you call, even if you don't win, you are still eligible to win some really cool prizes. So, in the big Emily segment drawing at the end of the week.
Go me.
Yeah. So, what is it? 4 out of 10 adults say this is a great way to reduce stress, high blood pressure. What is this typical kid activity that accomplishes this? For adults.
They finally got it.
272-9228.
Fox reporting it now.
Yeah.
Like you said.
I think they were putting something together.
They had to pull something real quick. Yeah. They on most celebrities, especially celebrities who are aged, they have something ready. Perhaps they didn't have something ready for Doris, and they waited a few minutes, and they pulled something.
Well, the best Doris Day movies are the ones where she... She could melt or she could get, you know.
Yes, bow up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was,
that's
she was
picture.
So good at that.
Well, that was good news. Yeah.
All right, let's give JR a shot on this conundrum. Hey, JR.
Hey. Hey, so how you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, but, you know.
I was not playing Candy Crush.
Playing a good game of Candy Crush. Not the answer we need, but a good guess. Thank you.
Thank you.
Buddy.
Hey, good morning, Greg and gang.
How you
Hi.
Doing? How you doing?
I'm. You're doing. I'm gonna guess laughing.
Laughing. Could that possibly be the?
I think this is gonna be a hard one. That's why I didn't vote.
Have a great day, guys.
All right, thank you. All right. So let's see.
Well, we only had like 2 callers last week, so
we did good. We had a good rebound at the end of the week. Didn't we?
Did.
I think we still had under 30 though.
All right. So
Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hey.
Hi.
What do you think this activity is that 4 out of 10 adults say is a great way to reduce stress and high blood pressure?
Is it coloring?
She says it's coloring. Could that possibly be it? You're darn right it is.
You know what?
All right.
See, I thought it was going to go on and on forever.
I'm doodling. I'm not coloring.
Because I've never... Do people do this?
Doodling.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look at him.
Oh, yeah. No,
that's
it's
not doodling.
That's doodling. I'm not coloring anything. Coloring? I'm doodling.
I mean,
I saw some phenomenal art yesterday.
Yeah?
Yes. So, congratulations, Kim. You've won a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
This is very exciting, Kim.
Thank you. Thank you.
All righty. Yeah, and try those. Well, Jay, how did you describe the fried green tomatoes?
Delicious.
Delicious.
Oh, my lands.
Dueling Thurston's. All right, Stupid News next. It's 827.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly shooting and car accident. They say a man died after a shooting Friday night in the 800 block of Barn Street. Police tell us the suspected shooter fled the scene and later died in a car crash in the 900 block of West South Boulevard. Millbrook police say 60-year-old Ted Carr Jr. has been arrested on child pornography charges after police say he had a, quote, staggering amount of child pornography. He is currently in the Elmore County Jail on a $150,000 bond. An Alabama health official say subsequent testing shows an Alabama infant did not have measles. Health officials say final test results from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention were negative for measles after the initial test was positive. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on through the 8 o'clock hour. It looks like I-65 has cleared up. No problems getting into the downtown area out of Prattville, but we do have some problems on I-85. There's an accident out at exit 26 near Shorter. That is slowing things down if you're coming into Montgomery that way. And we see a problem on I-85 southbound between the Boulevard and Perry Hill Road. A car has run off in the median, and that is slowing things down as you go past the Boulevard towards Perry Hill Road. And our traffic spotters have spotted an accident. It is at Perry Hill Road and Carmichael Road, so watch out there near the interstate. And we don't see any problems on the 31s if you're headed into town that way. Your office location says it all. Synovus Center on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville gives you the distinction your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information at 270-9177. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 per month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase our exclusive VIP package, for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower to use while yours is in our service department. And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. is quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
From King's Landing across Westeros to Winterfell, who will survive season 8? Only time will tell. Will it be Grey Worm the or Podrick Payne, to Gilly Gendry, or Tormund Giantsbane, Jon Snow, Little Sam, Loras, Bronn or Jon's Aunt Daenerys, was Tyrion the Onion Knight, or will Sansa Stark be the one to survive? Samwell, Tarly, Brienne of Tarth, or the Drogon, Rhaegal, either one of her dragons, Jaime the Knight, or Mil, Ethan, or the guy with the flower, three-eyed Raven, or Arya, Theon, or Yara, who the will claim as unknown on Game of Thrones.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
Alrighty, it's 8:33. This is not stupid news, but in case you missed it, actress Doris Day passed away. I put a little clip up from The Thrill of It All. You mentioned you remember going with your family to see one of her movies.
Please Don't Eat the Daisies, is that?
Could have been it.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
And the funny thing is, we went to see a place called the Highway Theater. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't over our heads. The film has still funny, still got some funny stuff in it. But years later, the next time I went back to the Highway Theater, they were showing different kinds of films.
That kind of, yeah, because it made money and it got, okay.
That was the one and only time I went otherwhere in stupid news. An escaped pet snake apparently slithered into a suburban Chicago family's washing machine. And it ended up smelling like Downy after it went through the wash. Senelik Kamensik. Those are the kinds of names I grew up around. Said she was totally creeped out when the snake turned up Wednesday in the washing machine in Evanston on the north side. This police officer Pedro Carrasco and animal control warden Jason Pound brought the reptile to the Chicago Exotics Animal Hospital. Said it was peeking its head out of the washing machine when they found it, and it smelled like Downy. The snake was in pretty good shape, actually quite feisty. The hospital says the corn snake, named Penelope, belonged to a 12-year-old boy who lives nearby. They were reunited afterwards.
That's got a nice ending to it.
I went spending a few days with some buddies, and I did not know this when I got there, but he's got a bag in his hand. He's going out to the back porch. I said, what's going up? What's in that? And he said, mice.
I said, he was going to feed the snake.
He pulls the curtain back, there's this enormous cage with God knows how many feet of what in there. Do you guys all have Alexa?
No.
I don't.
I don't.
Me and Rich do. You and...
We're analog.
But you got Siri.
Mm-hmm. Stuff like that doesn't belong in your... decor.
You know what? That's kind of rude, but I don't care.
Not kind of rude.
It doesn't. No. Not in my mid-century modern home. It doesn't.
I have no interest in one of those things.
The clapper.
Now that, that's my speed.
Does belong in a mid-century
I'm impressed. I like the clapper.
There's drugs for that. they can cure that.
A survey was done on how people behave with these systems.
Our survey said
over half of people admit they're rude to their smart speakers, telling it to shut up and worse.
If you ever try that with Siri, sticks up. She bows right up on you. If you try to get smart with Siri,
I don't need that.
I've never been.
I don't need that in my life.
But have you ever tried just to see what they would say?
I did when I first got it, and apparently that is the that's the general rule. Whenever you introduce that sort of device to somebody, mm-hmm. they're gonna swear at it and see what she says, right. Or you know, call it a name and right. See what how she responds.
Exactly.
And I'm just like, okay, get it out of your system.
Yeah, that really is kind of what that is. The average Uber has 220 times more germs than a taxi.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
And when I got into, whoever got in the car after me, it's you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Pukey McPukerson.
Oh, really?
I was very sick.
Oh.
I was very sick in the car.
Some complaints.
I kept it. I did not get it all in the car. At all. It stayed with me.
Still kind and thoughtful, even when you're pukey drunk.
Probably was odorous, but yeah.
That's so gross.
You were odoriferous, is that what it was? The international.
Yes.
House of Champagne.
Oh.
What? Champagne's coming to IHOP?
National House of Pan, that just doesn't cut it. That's
right, like no, it doesn't. House. It has to be.
International.
Not the Elmore County House of Pan.
Love it.
Sent out a weird Mother's Day tweet featuring a woman pregnant with pancakes.
What?
I gotta look
That's
at this.
Awful.
I gotta find this.
It's so inappropriate.
Their Mother's Day tweet was a sonogram that showed a stack of pancakes instead of a growing baby.
No. That's so inappropriate.
I am inclined to go along with it there, Rich, but I do understand Jay's curiosity.
IHOP Mother's Day.
All right, this is a Morning Maroon nominee. Now, here's something.
Hang on. Here it comes. This is all it was. It was an ultrasound.
Oh, it went away. It's not showing them.
Oh, you stupid video.
But it's for Mother's Day.
I know.
Stupid. Why do you? Okay, now it's paused. So there you go. Now you can see the thing. It was just an ultrasound with pancakes.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's all it was.
Probably sounded good at the meeting when they were sitting down.
What was the tweet, though? If you have pancakes in your tum-tum, does that make you a pancake mum-mum?
I don't know that I see.
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
Now, this is one of those ideas that will either work great and they'll look brilliant, or they're going to look stupid. Can I have the Burger King music, please?
I work at Burger King making flavor whoppers. I would pay perhaps. Would you like
an apple pie with that? They are starting a new traffic jam delivery service. They tested this new service where somebody in a motorcycle brings food right to your car when you're stuck in bad traffic.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
So you're in... Well, actually, though, that would be...
Not a bad... I mean, somebody...
Not a bad idea.
As I say, this is either going to be a brilliant move or a waste of time.
Somebody figured out that there was a need.
Yeah.
And they filled it right
but
there.
But how do you deliver?
On a motorcycle, which means they probably break the law.
Oh,
going
man.
Between or on the outside?
Yeah, maybe. Are you a motorcycle? Yeah, I would say there's probably a
hey,
drone.
Hey, you forgot the fries.
They're going to try this in L.A. And then if it works there, they will expand to other markets with Socko Trap.
Interesting idea.
This has never happened to me before, but a woman bought a loaf of bread that was all butt pieces.
Really?
No.
I got you.
That's like winning the lottery.
Yeah.
I mean, what are the chances?
Yeah.
I mean, I never called it the butt piece. We just called it the heel.
The heel.
Yeah. Now, this morning when I made those delicious BLTs for you guys, I brought in the very best Pepperidge Farm.
It was great.
Sourdough bread.
It was perfect. Because
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Perfect.
But I took the heel off that loaf and toasted it, and I had a wonderful peanut butter and jelly open face sandwich.
You toast mine, but yours is not toasted?
Mine's toasted.
Oh, okay.
But I assemble mine. Is yours assembled for you?
Some assembly required. But no, actually, he does it for me.
He assembles yours?
So I'm getting ready for TV.
Now, wait a minute. If
I... Zip it.
Zip it. I make my own because I make mine a very special way.
Yes, he does. Have you seen that process? That
I don't know who was slicing the tomatoes this morning.
I couldn't do it for the life of me.
Apparently, I need to teach somebody how to slice a tomato.
I tried so bad.
I had to talk to Jay.
It was horrible.
God almighty.
I sliced Rich's tomato.
Well, of course you did.
It was so good. It was so juicy.
In fact, I sliced it so it fit the bread.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Perfecto. We put it on TV. We put the picture on TV. Well, they were commenting. Julia couldn't believe it.
We need to take them out. We need to take them down.
I'd like to get together with them, because we haven't done it. Well, we did it at the very beginning. A year. So it's been a year.
It's been a year.
Yeah.
There's one other story I won't have time for. We'll do it this afternoon about how enlargement surgery doesn't work.
Oh?
So let me take a moment now. Yesterday being Mother's Day, I'm sure there were a lot of moms all over the River Region in the preferred community and twice a day Millbrook, Montgomery, Deetsville, and every other location where people make it worth the drive to Brian Jewelry to get the perfect gift for somebody. Oh. Dad's Day is coming up, and there's great choices for Father's Day at Brian Jewelry as well. Now, I have not been told by Lynn yet that the GB sale will extend to that, but I'll find out soon. But it's never too early, less than five weeks, actually, till Father's Day. And, yeah, you can get them a really great gift at Brian Jewelry in Prattville for any occasion. These are the folks. They love to work with people, and it's always good to get in early. You'll feel better when it's done early as well. Talk to them about the person you're shopping for. Talk ideas. Give up some, and then they'll make suggestions based on the information you provide. And they've been doing this over 3 generations in 63 years. And they have an incredible in-house discounted selection. You'll pay a great price. And you can also get financing there as well. Brian Jewelry. Go to brianjewelry.com. Join their club. Save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. Or stop by and see them Monday through Saturday at 1778 East Main in the preferred community.
A service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Now, the dew point right now is 63, the bottom's going to drop out. The dew point will drop into the 40s. What does that mean? It means the air is about to get very, very comfortable. As we go towards tonight, and it will continue all day Tuesday and all day Wednesday, really nice air. Mostly sunny, comfortable, with a high temperature today up to about 80. Clear, pleasantly cool tonight. We'll dream about weather like this. The overnight low temperature tonight, 54. Tomorrow, sunshine nearly perfect. It'll feel great. High in the upper 70s, back to the mid-50s tomorrow night. Wednesday's high 81, just beautiful. Thursday, nice day, high in the mid-80s. There could be an isolated shower somewhere as a front tries to sneak into the state late Thursday night. Otherwise, we return to the upper 80s to around 90 by Friday and Saturday, and the humidity begins to rise again, of course, as we get towards the weekend. But could be the first storm-free weekend in months maybe. Right now, this morning, we have northwest winds at 12 miles per hour. That feels great. Temperature is 66, scattered clouds, 845.
All right, yeah, it's just great going outside and enjoying this because, it ain't going to happen too many more times.
True.
So enjoy it while it lasts. 8:45, our final look at the roads and our morning maroon nominees coming up next.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a final look at our traffic on this Monday morning, and the River Region seems to be moving along pretty good this morning. We don't see any problems on I-85 or on I-65. There's still a good bit of congestion on the Boulevard, but we don't see any problems to really slow you down. We do have one accident inside the city, and that one is at Carmichael Road and Perry Hill Road. That ought to be cleaned up shortly. Just be careful if you're passing through that area. Get on to work safely, and we'll check in with you this afternoon. Reinhardt Toyota is selling record numbers of new Toyotas. That means Reinhardt used car Supercenter is overloaded with cars, trucks, SUVs, and sports cars. They've got to go, and that means you'll save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox Tonight.
911, what is your emergency?
All season long, critics called 911 outrageous.
This guy sent his bombs through the mail.
Unpredictable.
I'm on this guy's mailing list?
I think so.
And addictive.
Bomb squad just cleared your home, Captain Nash. Nothing there.
So we saved the biggest bombshell.
Or maybe you searched the wrong house.
For last. 911, the explosive season finale, followed by an all-new Paradise Hotel.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Hi, I'm David Woods, and I want to invite you to get your news, weather, and sports 1 hour earlier on the WCOV News at 9.
Diversity in the workplace was on the minds of hundreds of people attending a diversity summit in the capital city.
We cover the news of the day while shining a light on those who are helping to make Montgomery a better place.
A future in manufacturing as a skilled worker could be one of their next moves.
And they care about what goes on in a community.
Join us on the WCOV News at 9 on Fox 20.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
It's Riverbend Brewfest 2019, Friday, May 17th in downtown Montgomery, beginning at 6 p.m. at the Train Shed. Brewfest will feature a large selection of craft and specialty beers from local, regional, and national breweries. Tickets are $25 and include a commemorative tasting glass. Live music will be provided by Burnham Wood. The fun continues with River Jam on Saturday at 6 p.m. with entertainment by Corey Smith, Jesse Lynn, and Kurt J. Tickets are $20. Sponsored by Wind Creek Hospitality, Capital Hyundai, Bama Bud, and Spire Energy. For tickets and information, visit FunofMontgomery.com.
Hey guys, it's Baron Coleman from News & Views. You can't be successful in the River Region without offering a stellar product or service. Chippewa Charm Tree Service has been serving the fine folks of the River Region for over 15 years. They offer free estimates, they're locally owned and operated, and they provide prompt storm damage cleanup 24-7. Follow Chippewa Charm Tree Service on Facebook or call for your free consultation and estimate, 328-2484. 328-2484, fast, efficient, superior, Chippewa Charm Tree Service.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Helping local business.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
So you bought your mom a card, a bouquet of flowers from the grocery store, and lunch at Outback. Way to phone it in. She must be so proud to have you as her kid. Way to go, hotshot. Way to go.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
black and white. This is so cool. You got to try one of these black and white chicken wraps at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Ask the next time you go in for lunch. The wraps are all awesome. But today... black and white, that's the word, sometime between 3 and 6. I will ask you to be calling our 9 at 272-9228. And if you are with that word, guess what? That means you're going to be enjoying a lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill if you are caller 9 when we ask. All right, let's get former Secretary of State Jean Kéré.
In America, you have a right
to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right, sadly. Each and every day we present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. And let's get some pretty good candidates today.
Okay.
Guess what state?
Oh, no.
It's Wisconsin.
It's always one state.
Emily's right. From Lakeland, Wisconsin. An off-duty cop was driving on the interstate in Lakeland last week when he saw a white Cadillac go zooming past him with a 70-year-old man. Thank you, Jay. That's very well done.
That's good.
With a 70-year-old man sitting on the sunroof.
Oh.
He took a video and called 911. The Florida Highway Patrol came out, pulled over 70-year-old Leonard Olson. He decided he put the car in cruise control at 100 miles per hour, then open up the sunroof and stand instead of driving. He felt that it was fine because the car drives itself and has a gigantic computer in it. I thought it would be a nice way to praise God for a minute.
Something just kicked in.
Yeah, well, the police thought that's a very, very nice idea, but you're under arrest for reckless driving. Now, if you go to Canada, and most of the dummies in Canada end up in Florida at some point, Hollandale, North Miami Beach. Martha Karras from Quebec has filed a class action lawsuit against Quebec's lottery.
Uh-oh.
The question you're asking now is...
Why? Yep, exactly.
She's been buying lottery tickets for the last 20 years and never knew, says in this lawsuit, she didn't understand how odds are stacked against the purchaser. Now, I don't know about you, but it says on the back of a lotto ticket, your odds are 1 in 14 million.
Yeah.
And there, unfortunately, there's some unskilled people who think, well, if it's 1 in 14 and I buy two tickets, that's 1 in 7. And no, your odds are 2 in 14 million. That's not a whole lot better. A court rejected her lawsuit.
Good try, though.
And the court also pointed out, by the way, the odds are posted on the ticket, so get lost, knucklehead. Then finally, we have a guy in South Dakota who shops in one of those toy stores that we see like there on Highway 31.
Oh, boy.
As you're heading towards Prattville.
This is not Toys R Us.
Mm-mm.
Boy, there's a line there. Boy, did you tee up a naughty joke for me, but I'm not going to go there.
Not okay. A KB Toys.
This couple's, a 25-year-old guy named Brody Fuchs from Tyndall, South Dakota.
Okay. Tinder.
Tyndall was arrested last month for stealing more than $500 worth of the...
Toys?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he had been doing it,
which really could be either a bunch of different things or one really big thing.
Yep.
The thing is, the guy that they caught is a friend of the couple that owns the place. They had he knew they didn't have security cameras installed. And
it
they
was
finally
an inside
thought,
job. I didn't mean that.
No, that I understand. It wasn't
I totally meant legitimately it's an inside job.
But when they put the cameras in, they didn't tell their friend that they had done that. So they were deeply disappointed that he was the one that had been pilfering from them.
John, did we mention we installed cameras?
Yeah, that's what they sound like.
They showed no mercy. He was arrested on burglary and felony burglary charges, too, by the way.
We installed the camera.
Yes.
I don't know. I think I like Sunroof Superman.
Sunroof Superman.
That's a Donovan song, isn't it? Man, that's great.
I like that one. That's just really kind of stupid.
At 100 miles an hour, I mean, it's one thing if... You stand up in the car through the sunroof and somebody's driving it.
Mm-hmm.
If you can work that out.
No.
Just at 100 miles an hour with that big computer in the car.
That big computer.
Yeah.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
Yeah. It also proves that age doesn't necessarily bring on additional intelligence. Well, I do that every morning.
70 sounds really old until I realize if I do the math and realize how close I am.
Back to me, Rich. Now, don't let a pleasant morning, and there's a couple of them here, and we thank Rich Thomas for arranging these for us.
Oh, yeah, it's all me.
But before you know it, we're all going to be driving down the highway to hell where it's very hot. Here's a way, whether you're building a house or you live in a current home and would like to lower your power bills by as much as 30%. Simple product based on a very simple concept and one that is completely effective. Master Foam. Master-foam.com. Wade Cannon is our guy there. And he can explain in great detail. Here's the simple comparison is take piping hot coffee, put it in a paper cup, and put it in a styrofoam cup and then see which one you can hang on to the longest. Obviously, you barely feel anything from styrofoam. Well, that same concept with spray foam works in your attic. The average attic temperature in the summer heat is about 130 degrees. Now, that's uninhabitable. It also means that your AC unit is going to have to work impossibly hard to get done what it needs to get done. Master Foam can is a product that will pay for itself whether you're building or you want to have it installed in an existing structure. So if you really want to save big, and by the way, if you're adding it to a home that's being constructed, it also acts as an incredible moisture sealant. So the heat and the water, everything stays outside where it needs to be. And the attic temperature in a home with Master Foam is about 80 degrees. Think about that when you're looking at an average of 120 to 130 in the hot summer heat. So you'll save money. Find out more. Talk to Wade. Call him at 802-FOAM. 802-F-O-A-M. Or again, online, master-foam.com.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223.